Repent of your sins, April 2014. The word repentance means to regret having done something. For example, if I give you money, I may regret it. I would then be repentant. In the Bible, the word repentance, or to repent, appears several times. In most cases, it means to regret or to change your mind about something. I cannot remember where in the Old Testament the expression repenting of your sins, I saw it once, I can't find it. Repenting of your sin is not getting forgiveness. We hear people use Acts 2:38 to mean repent of your sins. Let's read it. Let's see what it really says. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. There's no, the word of yours is not there. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Does the verse say, repent of your sins? No, it doesn't say that. Repent of what? Is a good question. That you killed your Savior, you killed the Prince of Peace. Repentance is not confession. I can repent of doing something, but do I confess that I did that thing? Think of the times you did something bad and you did not confess about it. Beware of religion. I was raised Roman Catholic. When I was 12 years old, I noticed I was getting upset about going to confession. I would go confess my sins to a priest. Can't remember them all, okay? Don't try, you can't. He would give me a punishment. For example, say 300 Hail Marys or something like that. Doing the cross, you know, the signs of the cross. You gotta be religious to do those things. The forgiveness of sins was conditional on me, first, that I was sincere, and second, that I carried out what the priest told me to do. This is an endless process. You sin, you run to the priest, you confess, he gives you a punishment, etc. That word punition, but it's French. The Roman Catholic Church has you on a guilt trip. You cannot escape feeling bad about yourself. Or can you get out of this cycle? Yes, you can get out of this cycle. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Get saved. As you can read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, that how Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and 3 days after he rose again. That's all you need to believe to be saved. See what the Apostle Paul tells to the saved person. Colossians 2, verse 13. And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Done. Deal. If you remember in Acts 2, Peter says, for the remission of sins. Did Peter say for the forgiveness of sins? No. Peter could not say for the forgiveness of sins because in the message of the kingdom of God that will come to earth when Christ comes back physically on the planet, their sins will be removed when Christ returns on earth. Peter said in Acts 3, verse 13, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, erased, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. We in the dispensation of the grace of God have full pardon We have forgiveness the moment we believe in the Lord. One more thing. It is a mental exercise to get rid of the guilt complex. It took me over 2 years to get over the guilt. When I sin, I still have the reflex of asking forgiveness and feeling bad about what I did. But less and less, because I know that I have been forgiven of all my sins. Take on these things and search your Bible to see if these things are like what I say. Do not trust me. Trust what God has given us in the Scriptures. King James Authorized. Have a good day.